chamber piece titled Meadows could easily have been composed for audiences to enjoy in a concert hall. But actually, it's part of the repertoire of the latest sensation in the gaming world. Valheim is a Viking-themed survival video game. It was launched last month and already 6 million copies have been sold worldwide. The composer for this survival game is Patrik Jarlestam. He's originally from Sweden. He now lives in Sydney's Northern Beaches. Welcome to RN Breakfast, Patrik.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me on.
That's a beautiful piece of work. Let's talk about the game. For the uninitiated, what is Valheim?
Valheim is a survival game similar to Minecraft, which people who have teens and young kids will probably have heard about. But it's about surviving, building structures in this Viking world and helping Odin rid Valheim, the 10th realm of Valhalla, of its fiends.
And you've written the score. How did you manage to secure this gig?
It's a long series of events, but I went on something which is called a game jam, where you get together for a weekend and for 48 hours you set out to make a small game based on a theme. And I made the music for a game that won, and through that I got in contact with the publisher company who's now published Valheim. And later down the line, because I'd made another Viking game, I was invited to talk to the team and do some demos for them, and then I got to make the actual music for the game.
So this is a Viking theme game, as you say. Do we actually know what Viking music sounds like?
We have ideas. We don't know how the music sounded. We do have ideas of which instruments they used, and it's none of those instruments are used for this soundtrack. So it is a modern reimagining of what being a Viking is.
So how do you describe this music? What kind of instruments have you used and what approach have you taken to the music?
Part of the game, I wanted to make a really nice place to be for a long time, and especially the Meadows music is that type of sound. So it blends clarinet and viola, guitar, mandolin, and I also like there's two instruments I like to hide in most of the soundtracks I do in some way, and that's the fiorbo, which is a Renaissance lute that's about 2 meters long and has heaps of bass strings, and it's incredibly cool, and the classical concert harp as well. And then I blend that in with other small synthesizers and interesting sounds.
So you're using real instruments and musicians for these compositions?
Absolutely. I think it's so important in this day and age that we use real musicians and get that sound out there, both because it sounds a lot better and also because of COVID, musicians haven't had as many possibilities to perform live. And I think that in movies and in video game music, it's so important to make that a revenue stream for musicians as well.
That piece that we heard, Meadows, is a very gentle piece, but I understand that you've also, I mean, that the breadth of your score is quite broad and that there's Swedish heavy metal music as well included, is that right?
That is correct. One of my big inspirations is the Swedish metal band Meshuggah. And a couple of other ones, Hom Dai, which is a band I played drums in for a while, and Dream Theater, which is another big, but they're American. And I've tried to meld that into when you fight bosses to have that Swedish metal, that feistiness of that this is real, this is hardcore. And especially when you come from the Meadows and step into fighting the first boss, we want you to know that this is heavy, this is high adrenaline action that's now happening. It's not a playground anymore.
It's a very particular genre. What is Swedish metal?
I think as any metal genre, it's. I think that Meshuggah has as a high energy band that sort of paved the way for many other metal bands. It's probably more of me being proud as a Swede that we have a really good metal heritage, but there's so many countries around the world that have a great metal heritage as well. And I think that metal as a genre is shared throughout all countries of the world and we all contribute to it.
Patrik, you graduated from the Royal College of Music in Stockholm. How did you fall into writing music for video games? Am I right to say you fell into it?
It's actually the thing that I wanted to do originally because I had, after high school graduating, I had a really boring job and I felt I had to think about what it is I wanted to do. And I felt I want to write music for video games. How do I do that? So I thought I need to learn how to orchestrate so I can write for symphony orchestra and chamber ensembles. and I applied for a TAFE level education and then on to the Royal College of Music. And then instead I learned to do modern classical music as well. And I feel that those are the two worlds I jump between, the video game music and the modern classical music instead. But it's a world that I've worked the last 16 years to be in.
And what's the process behind composing for a video game? Do you play the game first and then come up with the music?
That is correct. Usually we are drafted into the process at the end of a game. So with Valheim, the last 4 months of the game's development cycle, I got to start on the project. And you usually get to see the game. You get to run around in the world and play and experience it. But you make a movie of that, which you import into your music workstation or digital audio workstation. And then you sit with that movie and try to find something that works. And usually when you play around with instruments, you immediately feel like, this expresses what I am seeing on screen. And then you make a little demo of that and you put that back into the video game, implement it and try to see, does it feel as I thought it would when I play the game with that music in again? And you go back and forth until you have something that's final and a nice working piece.
So there's quite a process to it. And so Valheim is now this gaming sensation. In terms of opportunities locally, is there much here for you, or is it truly a global market that you play in?
It is a global market. At the moment, all video games, both sound design and music that I compose for, it's all in Sweden. I wish there was more here, because there's such a creative vein in Australia and especially in Sydney where I live, but there just isn't the whole ladder of platforms that is needed to really get it out. That's my experience. I could be wrong, but I feel like there's more we need to do we need the incubators that help the video game companies grow and prosper. And that's why this company, Iron Gate, that made Valheim, they've been in a town where there's education around video games and there's big publishers, and it's all an ecosystem that helps each other. And I don't think we're there yet, but I hope that we can reach it, because there's so much creativity here in Australia.
Sounds like lots of potential. Congratulations on the success of this, and thank you for sharing it this morning.
Thank you so much, and hope you all have a wonderful day.
Patrick Jolastom is the composer of the music for this new gaming sensation, Valheim.